Support for WPR comes from Stone Harbor, a Door County resort and conference center with a restaurant and pub overlooking the historic Steel Bridge in Sturgeon Bay. Live music and event schedule at stoneharbor-resort.com. Support for WPR comes from The Alliance, a not-for-profit cooperative committed to helping employers self-fund by providing data and insights to manage their health plans. Info is at the-alliance.org.
Been to Auburndale, New Auburn, Berlin, New Berlin, London, New London, Rome, the other Rome, Franklin, the other Franklin, New Franklin, Richmond, New Richmond, Richwood, Woodruff, Woodford, Pleasantville, Pleasant Prairie, Sun Prairie, Star Prairie, Prairie Sheep, Prairie Sack, Black Flambeau, Vernon. I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy air, hey.
This is the January edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, December 26th. So what's happening in your community to wrap up the winter holidays? Do you plan to do something special, something different for New Year's Eve this year? How about activities or events that are planned for January? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Gary Knowles is the Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers and a contributing travel editor for the online publication American Boomer. He is our monthly contributor to our Tell Joy Where to Go programs. And not only do we have his list of things to do in January and the end of December, but we also have some recommended highlights for the rest of 2015. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. Where did 2014 go?
You know, it did go fast, but good riddance as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
it was one of those years.
Yeah.
But it was I had a lovely Christmas time, a lovely holiday yesterday. I did get my Christmas present, Gary. I got to see two snowy owls on Christmas Eve, which is something I've been trying to do for a long time.
Oh, that's special, and that's really neat. And so you got to see two of them. Was it near Madison?
It was near Goose Pond in Columbia County.
Oh, okay.
And just past the Dane County line, and it was just great. Somebody had posted on a birding website that he had seen a snowy owl near this County Highway K. And I dropped everything. It was like, I'm gonna see this. I vowed that I was going to see one before the end of the year. So I dropped everything, and I gathered my posse, which is my husband and my sister and her husband. And we drove up there. And as soon as we turned on Highway K, it was my sister who said, I think there's one right there.
And
we pulled out the binoculars. We needed binoculars to get a good look at it. And sure enough, and then we just kind of drove around to where my friend had seen his owl, and it was a different owl, judging by the photograph. And we didn't see it where he had seen his owl. And then we drove back, kind of on our way back, headed back, and there was another owl, and it was his.
Boy, that really is pretty amazing. And so is that your last Tell Joy Where to Go event of the year?
I think it is. I think that probably was. Well, you know what? I'm not positive, because December 31st is still coming. And in fact, I know from these programs that there are some really unusual and fun things to do in Wisconsin for New Year's Eve. Usually we're not big partiers on New Year's Eve. When you have an early morning body clock, you usually can't do that. But tell us about dropping of the cheese, Gary.
Well, in Plymouth, Wisconsin, where they were once, and I'm not sure if they still claim, I don't think they claim to be the cheese capital anymore. They have quite a few cheese companies up there. But they have a tradition of lowering a form of cheese, and the cheese gets lowered by a crane, And it's like the dropping of the crystal ball in Times Square, where I believe it's supposed to hit bottom right at the end of the year. And, of course, then begins another cheesy year starts.
Now, besides dropping a giant cheese, are you eating cheese beforehand, or what's going on?
They certainly have a lot of cheese around there, and so there will be cheese to eat. Cheese, and I wouldn't be surprised if there were brats and other things as well, because they're not that far from Sheboygan, which, of course, is the brat capital. And I don't think in Sheboygan they lower a brat. But it'd be, you know, that's something they should consider probably up there.
All right. So in Plymouth, we can go to the lowering of the cheese.
The lowering of the cheese.
And then right. Where can I see a carp lowered?
Well, if you go down to the confluence of the Wisconsin and the Mississippi rivers, down at this little town called Prairie du Chien, and which is really a great little place anyway. But they have a tradition down there where they lower a carp, and I think the carp is always named Lucky, and I think that the carp is not alive. The carp is frozen, I believe, and the carp gets lowered, and they actually, I think, as a benefit, have an opportunity to kiss the carp if you'd like to do that.
And that gives you luck, right?
They say that it does. And I think that the tourism secretary for Wisconsin, Stephanie Klett, I think kissed the carp last year, if I'm not mistaken. And maybe she can report to you one of these days on whether or not it brought good luck or even better luck for her. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. Prairie du Chien is a neat little town, and of course they have Villa Lewis down there, which is the home of Hercules Dousman, who was the first millionaire in Wisconsin. Made his millions in the fur business, but yeah, I don't know that they lowered a carp when he was there.
All right, well, that, you know what, I'm kicking around the idea of seeing a carp lowered on New Year's Eve.
That would be pretty neat. And Prairie, it's a real pretty area down there. Take your camera. There might even be, there's a lot of migratory birds that go through that way. I don't know if the snowy owls make it down that far south or not.
Well, I think they might. This year there's a eruption, as they call it. Yeah. And they I'm not sure they're seeing them right now, but they're spread out around the state. It's pretty amazing. So that sounds good. And then in La Crosse, I can just head up the river and see some big fireworks on New Year's.
They have a tradition of launching fireworks, I believe, from Granddad Bluff up there, and it's really quite spectacular. They do an early fireworks display for the kids who have to go to bed early.
No, that'd be me.
And so the kids get a chance to see them. Yeah, but then they always have a pretty spectacular fireworks show, and it's the Skyrockers are the people that put that show on. And so you have your cheese, your carp, your fireworks. And then if you're in Madison, you know, for the musically inclined out there, there's a sort of a punk New Year going to be taking place.
Oh, that's me all the way, Gary.
Mickey's Tavern, yeah. I thought maybe you could change your plans and head over there. And they're headlined by a group called Fire Retarded. And so, you know, there's a little bit of everything going on. Skiing at Cascade Mountain. They're going to have a skiing party up there. And not to mention the thousands of small impromptu home parties that'll be going on.
Right, right. Well, I'm leaning toward the trip over to Prairie du Chien. That sounds like I'm off actually next week, so I'm going to be able to get some travels in and do a few day trips and maybe an overnighter. I think I might have to do that if I do New Year's Eve in Prairie du Chien. So I'm looking forward to that. What about you? Do you have any plans for New Year's Eve in Wisconsin? Or how about New Year's Day? Anybody going to jump in some cold water anywhere? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Is there those polar plunges taking place on the 1st, or are they different days?
No, you're right. They are taking place on the 1st, and as a matter of fact, I was just thinking, you know, if you went to see the cheese drop in Plymouth, you could probably stay overnight there and then head out the next morning and go join the polar bear people to have Joy tell Joy where to go. Go jump in the lake, and you could go jump in the lake in Lake Michigan with the Sheboygan Polar Bear Club, which is one of the older groups in the state that does it. But there's also Long Lake up in Long Lake. They have a polar bear jump. Jacksonport in Door County is going to have a Lakeside Park polar bear run. And in Milwaukee, they also have a cool kite exhibit that takes place at Veterans Park. And then right after it, the polar bear people go in. So, you know, if there's water, people are going into it, I guess.
This is hard to decide. It really is, because I would love to go over to see the kite thing at in Milwaukee. That's at Veterans Park?
That's at Veterans Park, right. And it's at 11 o'clock. And then I think at noon is when they go do the polar bear plunge. And so you could see the kites. You could, if you don't have to do it right, you could see the cheese fall. You could make quite a couple days of it. And you could actually span the years that way, too, though, Joy.
Yeah, so we have just we're going to check news in a minute, Gary. I guess I'll have to decide if I want to see the Badgers play in the Outback Bowl, because that's going on New Year's Day, too, isn't it?
And that's sort of it's 11 o'clock start, noon out. Noon in Florida, but 11 o'clock here on ESPN TV 2, ESPN 2 TV. So, so versus Auburn, that'll be a good game. Maybe you'll want to go jump in the lake after you see it.
We are talking about fun things to do in Wisconsin as we wind down 2014 and begin 2015. And I'm asking you to tell me where to go for January. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
It's the most wonderful time of year.
Well, we hope you had a wonderful Christmas and that you are still off and having fun for the rest of the winter holiday season. We are talking with Gary Knowles about some of the things happening as we wind down 2014 and start 2015. And I am asking you to tell me where to go for January. I need an assignment. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. What's happening in your neck of the woods in January? And what do you have circled on the calendar? Is there a certain activity that you like to do in the month of January? Let me know. And as I try to do every month, I try to visit some place new in Wisconsin and report back on what it was like. We've talked about some of the creative ways we can celebrate New Year's Eve in Wisconsin, including the dropping of the carp and the dropping of the cheese and the fireworks in La Crosse. Talked about some polar bear plunges taking place on the 1st. Talked about the Badgers Outback Bowl coming up on the 1st. The other thing that happens on the 1st, Gary, is don't we learn about the lie of the year?
I don't know. No. I mean, yes,
were you lying?
Yes, we do. It would be a lie to say I don't. But yeah, they have the announcement of the lie of the year, and the Burlington Liars Club is inviting people, of course, all the time to send in your lies. You can send them in anytime. Right now, I think you couldn't qualify anymore for this one because I think their judges are already judging the lie of the year for 2014. But 2015 is wide open. So if, you know, you might want to have a New Year's party and get started and have people see who can tell the biggest lie and then submit it to the Burlington Liars Club. Cost you a dollar. You have to send it with a dollar, and it's all for a good cause. It goes for their benefit down there.
Before we get into some of the other things going on in January, there's still a few, I guess, holiday-related things that are winding down. Anything you'd like to highlight?
Well, in Janesville, they've got quite a light show down there at the Rotary Botanical Gardens, and you know, virtually hundreds of thousands of lights are down there, and it's really always a really neat display. So, be well worth checking that one out. And, you know, the other thing that's going on actually into March, there's horse-drawn sleigh rides available at the Red Ridge Ranch up there in Mauston. And it's always, you know, it's kind of neat. Right now there's not a ton of snow out there. But once the snow hits and you can have the horse take you through the snow, that's always kind of fun too.
Yeah, there's some snow in northern Wisconsin. And as we heard in the forecast, they might get some more this mm-hmm. weekend. Do we know yet if the ice caves are going to come back and see us again?
Well, that's one of the things people speculate on all the time up there in the Bayfield, Madeline Island, Cornucopia area. And from what the National Park Service people have been saying, they're cautiously optimistic, I guess you would say, because you don't know for sure till they've had a lot of snow and it starts melting and it kind of goes down over the edges of the cliffs up there. But they're optimistic that it might come again. And this year it's going to be a $5 permit at the National Park Service parking lot in order for you to go out there and do that. But I think it's a really good investment. Cost them a lot of money last year to kind of handle 138,000 people who showed up one day to go see the ice caves.
$5 isn't too much to ask that. And that was, I think, one of my highlights of 2014 was being able to see the ice caves, and I got to see them. I think it was like the weekend before they actually shut down.
Yeah, before they melted and went away. Well, actually, they didn't melt for a long time. Well, they melted, and you couldn't really get to see them anymore after that weekend.
They were worried about the ice conditions of the actual walking out to see them, I think, at that point. I see this one thing. Now, this isn't actually happening until February, but you should sign up now if you are interested in being a volunteerist for the Apostle Island Sled Dog Races. What's this?
Yeah, that's really great. It's the biggest sled dog race in Wisconsin, one of the biggest in the Midwest, and they have this program where if you've ever really wanted to go and become part of a really neat event, you can volunteer. And they have people out along the route who are watching for the sled dog teams to come by. You can help actually marshal the teams. They have people doing that. They have the start-finish line. So if you want to become a volunteer with them, they have a program where for a really reasonable amount of money, you can go up there and spend two or three nights in Bayfield or in that area, and then work a day or two, it's your choice, on the sled dog races. And the price is really right. You can get a condo, or you can stay at an inn, or you can stay at a motel. But it's really a good opportunity to go up and learn a lot about sled dog racing.
I like that idea. That would be something different, something I've never done before.
And you know, the nice thing is it's February 6th to the 8th is the race. And given the way that the ice caves form, it might be perfect timing to go up, see the ice caves, do the sled dog races, see some of the sled dog races, and if things are right, and it should be, maybe even drive across that ice road from Bayfield to Madeline Island.
And, I had the chance to do that, and my husband said, we're not doing that. Maybe I can talk him into it. Yeah.
It's kind of the trifecta of adventure up there.
You get to do
all that stuff.
You know, and one thing I've always wanted to try, and I could do it up there, or I could do it some other places, and I think I told this to you last month, or last time you were here, Gary, was the what do you call that when you have a dog take you on cross country skis?
Ski-jorning.
Ski-jorning.
Yeah, you probably can, because I know that the people up there at Wolfsong who do adventure, you could do a sled dog run too. You could probably drive a sled dog or a dog team. They do that, but I know they have opportunities for you to ride in the sled to have your own team or to do ski jorning too. And it's up in the Bayfield area.
Well, we can, if we want to find out about snow reports, Travel Wisconsin tells us about that.
Yeah, they have a great service, and you can actually sign up online at travelwisconsin.com. you can sign up for snow condition reports, and they come in every week then, and they've got spotters all over the state. If a snowflake is falling, they're going to report on it. And so they're really good about it. And so, you know, I mean, most people who are into snow sports just want to know, well, where is there some good snow? And this is a great way to find out. You can even get an app for your smartphone and take it with you and chase the snow wherever it may be.
Yeah, because I know, you know, we did a show recently on ski hills in Wisconsin, and I know they make their own snow, but they need colder weather, cold enough weather to do that. And apparently it hasn't been all that ideal, at least according to my great nephew, the snowboarder.
Ah.
he's not happy, but should, and it looks like it's going to cool down, especially at night, and it's going to get into more, you know, freezing type weather, so we should have plenty of manufactured snow if we need it on the ski hills.
Well, yeah, if you get these nights where it's 34, 33, 34, 35 and snow's melting, they can make it all day, but it's just kind of, you know, at night they're losing it again, you know. And so you need to have the colder weather for that. But yeah, I know the snowboarders are really eager to get out there. And it's a good time of the year for the snow to start falling and sticking.
Yeah, and you mentioned you know, various events that are taking place for the New Year's. For instance, the Candlelight Ski Hike and Snowshoe at Mirror Lake State Park near Baraboo on January 3rd. If we don't get snow, that's not we're not going to be skiing.
Well, it'll be hiking. That's right. It'll be hiking through the woods. And it is it's a beautiful area up there at Mirror Lake. So I'd recommend going up, snow or no snow, because it's going to be a lot of fun. But yeah, and if it is snow, it really is a beautiful place to do that cross-country stuff. And in the evening, it's really nice.
Yeah, we did one of those one year at Blue Mountain State Park, and it was lovely. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles. Gary is the Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers and the contributing travel editor for the online publication American Boomer. He joins us every month to talk about some of the fun things going on all over the state of Wisconsin and in neighboring states as well. He can answer any questions you might have about happenings around the region. And I am asking you to tell me where to go. This is the January edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Tell me about something that's going on in your community or an activity that you are looking forward to doing in January. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. A little bit later in the program, after our next news break, we'll also talk about highlights coming up for all 12 months of 2015, so we can kind of get our planning started early. But let's talk about some of the things going on in January. What are you planning on doing? Here's something that I have done a couple of times, Gary, and I love it, and I would recommend it if you haven't done it yet, and I still might do it again. Bald Eagle Watching Days in Prairie du Sac coming up January 16th through the 17th. That's just lovely.
That is, yeah, and, you know, and it's sort of, you know, they do it on that particular weekend up there, but the bald eagles are kind of hanging out up there as long as there's fish available. And so even if you don't make it for that particular weekend, you can go up and see eagles in that area. But it really is nice. They do a good program up there at Prairie du Sac, and they have experts who will talk about eagles and the lifestyle, the life cycle of eagles. And you can, you know, you can see eagles flying along the Wisconsin River up there. And I believe that Wollersheim Winery releases its Eagle White Wine as well on that weekend. So, you know, a lot of good reasons to go up there. And you can go over to the Carr Valley Cheese Company up there and try their artisan cheeses, their award-winning cheese. It's just kind of a fun time to be up in that area.
That sounds good. Any other food-related things going on. I see that there will be the Isthmus Beer and Cheese Fest in Madison on the 17th.
That's a big deal, the beer and cheese thing. It used to be pretty much just Wisconsin. As I understand that, they're going to bring in some great brewers from around the region for that one. And they always do have a good pairing opportunity of beer and cheese at that as well. It's going to be at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. And that's on the 17th of January.
And so, I could then also the following weekend eat more food in Kohler.
Boy, and you can eat well in Kohler. I can attest to that. There are some really great restaurants up there, and they make a real point of trying to use locally grown and produced foods. And so it's really kind of neat. And then, of course, you know, they also have, it's not locally grown, but they have the Cravery chocolates up there. And those are really an excellent chocolate producer and, you know, and other confections as well. So, so Kohler has got that, and that's the 23rd to the 25th.
Well, I can go to your hometown of Elkhart Lake, too, while I'm around there and go to Schneefest.
It's Schnee Days. Yeah, and that's the snow. Schnee is snow.
Oh,
and so
okay.
It's snow days up there. And they used to have snow snake races, they called them, and they were little wooden snakes that they raced down ice troughs. But all the usual things are going to be going on. Outdoor Bratfest, brat fries, and cross-country skiing, and all kinds of neat stuff, a dance, a pub crawl, and, you know, eating. And that's always part of the winter festivals, and it's really a lot of fun. Also, a wine tasting. They've got a great wine shop up there in Elkhart Lake, too. So.
What is the wine... Oh, that's not a winery, or is it a winery?
It's not a winery. No, okay. It's not. It's a wine store where if you go in, they'll actually, they always are doing some tasting of some neat thing there, and some good vintage wines up in that area.
1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org, or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page if you have a recommendation of something fun or informative or enjoyable that's going on in or around the state of Wisconsin in January. We have Alice in Two Harbors, Minnesota with us. Hi, Alice.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. And I have an event that I just dearly can't wait for it's at the end of January and sometimes February, depending how the weather is, and it's the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Race.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
Oh, and you can go to all the checkpoints and stand there and watch the dogs come in, and it's just miraculous to see how the dogs are cared for, and you can, you know, participate just by some people volunteer.
Alice, great. And I think, do you have the John Beer Grease Sled Dog Race on your list, Gary?
It's not on my list. Nobody sent me any information on it, but I'm glad that I know about it, and so I'm glad to hear of this.
It is the January 25th through the 29th, the John Beer Grease Sled Dog Race. And where is it, Alice?
It starts in Duluth, and it goes all the way up through Grand Marais to the Gunflint Trail and actually the lake there, and then it turns around and comes back. And there is a half, what they call a mid-lake length one, too. A lot of women do that one. But the neat thing that I love for children to get involved, and now's the time to start thinking, you write a letter to yourself or to a friend or whatever, and one of the Bear Grease sledders they have a official U.S. canvas bag.
Oh, so it's sled dog delivered, huh?
Yes, and it'll be stamped in Duluth and stamped in Grand Marais.
Thank you very much, Alice. That sounds great. We have just a minute to go before we check news. And we will hear about ice skating in our Wisconsin Life essay. And we will continue talking about things to do in January and beyond in 2015 when we come back. This is the January edition of Tell Joy Where to Go, but we'll get a sneak peek at some of the other highlights of things going on throughout 2015. And we are still welcoming your suggestions for January or February or March or April or May or June or July. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the January edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine, along with travel writer Gary Knowles, who is giving us all sorts of ideas of fun things to do in January in Wisconsin and beyond. We'll continue talking with Gary about what's happening in Wisconsin in January, and he's also got a sneak peek at some events that are happening throughout the year in Wisconsin. So we invite you, too, to join in. Tell Joy Where to Go for January and beyond. I'm trying to get all my assignments in here. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We'll get to more of your suggestions and Gary's suggestions after we hear Wisconsin Life. Ice skating is one of the pleasures of winter, and many neighborhoods have their own rinks. Writer John Hildebrand tells us about learning how to skate backwards.
Last year, the city announced it was mothballing most of the neighborhood ice skating rinks. A city crew would no longer flood the rinks on successive freezing nights or pay listless teenagers to sit in overheated warming huts. Budget cuts was the reason given, though there was also a string of freakishly warm winters. As a consolation prize, a few large rinks remain open. But I miss the one in our neighborhood, the one we could walk to, the one where my children learned to skate. It's one more instance of the landscape of childhood giving way to that notoriously poor substitute, memory. But whose memory? One of the weird pleasures of parenthood is making children reenact some tableau from your own childhood, and nothing is rigged with deja vu like a skating rink at night. It's one big memory sink, the dome of darkness overhead, the scuffle of skates, the way everything shimmers in the cold night air. I have a persistent memory of skating backwards with a girl under the lights. It's a school night, and I've been dropped at the city rink. Snow is falling heavily out of a blackness that begins just beyond the arc lights. And there's music. The entire rink revolves slowly on its axis as a loudspeaker blares the skater's waltz. Among those orbiting past is a girl from my class, someone I've never spoken to, but whose mere presence elicits a strange new excitement. She's wearing a nubby blue sweater and a short woolen skirt that's left her bare legs red in the cold. I push off, weaving between skaters until she's just ahead, trailing a fragrance equal parts wool, freshly washed hair, and chewing gum. A few powerful strokes and I glide past her, then, amazing, pivot, so we're face to face, skating in perfect rhythm as she smiles and offers up her arms. Except it never happened. I didn't learn to skate backwards until I was in my 30s. So the whole episode is a false memory, a scene concocted out of adolescent longing or something I must have read. When I finally learned, the knowledge came too late. Too late to play hockey or meet girls, but in plenty of time for me to teach my own kids to skate. Now that the kids are grown, my wife and I will sometimes drive to one of the remaining rinks on a winter night and circle the ice in an approximation of a waltz. It looks romantic only because you can't see the stagecraft, the hand squeezing that signals a turn, or the way we keep time by humming the brutal cadence of the skater's waltz. Dum, dum, da, 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 dum, while alternately pushing and pulling each other around the rink. It's not dancing so much as balancing, a kind of novelty act, marriage on ice. Still, when we lock arms and go into a spin, faster and faster, and everything blurs together except her astonished blue eyes, I think, this must be love.
Aw. John Hildebrand is the author of several books, including his most recent, The Heart of Things, a Midwestern Almanac. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television. For more information, visit our website at wisconsinlife.org and find us on Facebook. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the hour each week that we celebrate life in Wisconsin. We talk about Wisconsin recreation and activities and Wisconsin culture. We celebrate the specialness of our state. And once a month, Gary Knowles stops by, and he compiles a list of some of the fun things going on in Wisconsin. And he helps me out and sometimes gives me suggestions for our Tell Joy Where to Go series. And he's here today giving me some suggestions for the end of December and January. And he also has a sneak peek at some of the big events happening, or fun events, different events happening throughout the year in Wisconsin. So we'll highlight some of those as well. But I always ask you for your recommendations. What are you planning on doing the end of this month, for New Year's Eve, for the month of January? Is there something that happens in your community that you think other people should check out? You can suggest as well. Tell Joy where to go. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our phones are slow, Gary. Maybe people are sleeping in, or maybe they're getting ready to return their Christmas gifts. I'm not sure.
Or maybe they're out practicing skating backwards.
Oh, was that lovely. And you know how to skate backwards, Gary.
I learned how, yeah, when I was a teenager. It was a painful experience because it doesn't come naturally to someone to skate backwards. And it was fun. And, you know, it's one of those things you learn, and, you know, you'll take a few flops along the way. But I grew up in a small town, and we had a pond, and we skated on the pond and up the river. So that was always.
I don't think I've ever. I've skated a few times. I skated a few times, and if I went backwards, it was unintentional.
That's always exciting.
But you know, I am interested in renting some skates. I don't even have skates, and strapping them on and trying that. It over at the Edgewater Hotel, which just in Madison, that just opened a really beautiful outdoor rink.
I haven't been over to see it, but I've seen pictures of it, and it really is beautiful. And the new Edgewater is supposed to be a really nice hotel, too. I'm sure it is. And some great views of the lake and the Capitol up there. So that could be kind of fun. I think some of the pictures I've seen kind of remind me of like Rockefeller Center, you know, and some of those ice skating rinks in New York. And so it'll be a nice one here in Madison.
And there's some ice skating competitions coming up in Wisconsin.
Well, there's the Foot of the Lake Synchronized Skating Competition, where they're going to have 85 teams are coming in, and they do synchronized skating. And it from some of the things that I've seen, it really looks like it could be kind of fun. Teams coming from the East Coast, the West Coast, and all up in Fond du Lac at the Blue Line Center up there. So that'll be good. And then, of course, Badger State Games has got a figure skating component in it, and I think they have a speed skating as well. So little skating going on in that. And so that could be kind of fun as well.
And I did see something. We talked a little earlier about the ice caves up in in the Bayfield area, but there's other ice caves in Wisconsin. I didn't know this, that I could go to the Lafarge area.
Yeah, Lafarge over in that area. I never knew it either. I saw their item posted this year that they're going to be doing a snowshoe hike to some waterfalls over in that area that apparently freeze over and have ice caves of their own up there. And that's down in southwest Wisconsin. So, that should be kind of interesting.
And it looks like the Ice Cave Hike Series is going on January 31st, but also February 14th, the 28th, and March 7th. So
yeah, they're mounting expeditions out to the ice caves that they have in that Lafarge area there. Yeah, so that should be kind of good.
Yeah, we have Linda in Milwaukee for a quick call at the end of the show with some things that, you have cooking classes to talk about, Linda.
I sure do, Joy. Every January, February, March, and April, the American Club has cooking classes every Saturday morning. They are taught by the chefs at the American Club. And I think, I haven't looked at the schedule for this upcoming January yet, but it should be available and out on destinationkohler.com.
Sounds excellent. And that's something that goes throughout beyond January,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they do some good classes up there.
Yeah, and we are, and the reason I'm just rushing a little bit now here at the end of the hour, I promised we would talk about some of the highlights beyond January. We talked a little bit about some of these going on in February and March. Anything beyond, Gary, that you for sure want to mention before we run out of time?
Well, I guess the one thing I would be sure to let people know is that EAA, the Experimental Aircraft Association, is bringing in some of the people from Apollo 13. You remember the ill-fated Apollo mission that looked like it was going to be a tragedy, circled the moon, and Jim Lovell is coming in to be here for that, and that'll be in July, August. They haven't named the exact date yet, but that's something that you'll probably want to go up and help commemorate Apollo 13. That would be a lot of fun up in Oshkosh.
And we will put your darn good getaways for 2015 up on our website as well, so people can check this out. But we still have another minute or so to go. I am going to circle September 12th on my calendar because I've been meaning to do this. Fire up the llamas.
Oh yeah, you definitely want to go and see the llamas, the running of the llamas in Hammond, Wisconsin. It's kind of up near Menominee in the northwestern part of the state, but that ought to be really exciting. I want to go up and see that as well. Maybe I'll see you up there for that one, Joy. That would be kind of good. The llamas are good, and then also the other one that's coming up in April that I think will be really fun is the River Falls Bluegrass Festival, which takes place every year. 10th to the 12th of April will be a good one to go up to see some bluegrass. Pert Near Sandstone, I think, is going to be playing, and they're really an exciting group.
Well, it sounds good. I'm sorry we didn't get to every month in 2015, but you know what? Maybe our next time we can kind of set the calendar for the whole year.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Gary Knowles is Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers, and he is the contributing travel editor for the online publication American Boomer. Thanks again, Gary, for your sampler. We'll post these on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page and at WPR.org/Joy. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.